Arizona's Saturday morning tradition, Rosie on the house. Welcome back.
Right to the calls. Reward those that have been on hold the longest. Howard, welcome to the program. How may we help you this morning?
Hi, Rosie. I love your show.
Thank you, Howard.
I got a problem in my bathroom, the shower door. It's on a hinge. And while I was cleaning it, I pulled the bottom plastic flip water stopper. And I noticed that it was broken off, and I wanted to replace it. So I went to Ace Hardware. They sent me to a phone number, R. Bass, and those folks didn't want to deal with me because I'm not a commercial dealer. So so I don't know what to do next. I want to replace it, though.
Now, Howard, I need a little more clarity of what it is we're trying to replace. Are you talking about the rubber sweep at the bottom of the door?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And where are you calling from in Arizona?
Scottsdale.
Okay. I would tell you to go to the website, rosieonthehouse.com, under Glass and Mirror. Look up True View Glass and Mirror.
Okay.
And they're the ones that are going to be able to help you. Whether you want them to just get you the weather stripping to install yourself, or you want them to come out and take care of it, they'll be able to get you what you're looking for.
If you play your cards just right and ask for Jamie, he may come do it himself. see how good you are.
True View.
All right.
Glass and Mirror.
Appreciate the call. They're a great one-stop shop for all kinds of things, windows and
glass replacement, custom mirror work, shower doors.
They have a new retractable screen for a sliding glass door now as well. That's really neat. So, and like in your case where the dogs often hit it, this will break if it gets pressure on it. Mm-hmm. But then when it's open, it's retracted into a container, so it's protected instead of just being an open screen. It's pretty neat.
Huh? I saw something at the Saba Home Show. I think I'm going to invest in for our condition.
Your dog condition.
Golly.
Frank, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Yes, Romy, I heard you last week talk about building with blocks.
Oh, yeah.
And I really appreciate that. I have opportunity to buy a 8 by 12 by 16 block. And I want to know the difference. It's 4 inches wider than the regular 8x8x16. Would you have a preference of the 12-inch block width or the 8-inch width?
Well, 12-inch is going to be pretty overkill.
Yeah. That's nice, though.
Yeah, if you got the time, the money, and the shoulder strength to do it, I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah, those 8x12s get heavy about the 5-foot mark. But you have an opportunity to make a smoke and buy on a load of 8, 12, 16s. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I do. It's a really great buy.
Will it be enough to finish the entire project?
Yes, it's actually double the amount.
Oh. Well, you can build double the house.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Go up another story or down another story. Get a basement while you're at it.
You've got nothing to lose by going 8-12-16s as opposed to 8-8-16s. If you're making a smoke and buy that's significantly less than what you can buy the 8-8s for, I would say do it. Pull the trigger. Go, baby. You are going to look like a He-Man when you finish building that house, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. They are heavy block, I guarantee you that.
Yeah, I guarantee
Popeye's
you.
Popeye's forearm.
That's right.
Now, I will tell you, if you're going to do like a thermal advantage and foam, you know, that's obviously going to double the cost of your insulation cost and putting that together. I don't know how much additional R value that's going to add, but man, if people are going to walk into your house and be like, how can you afford to keep this so cold? You're like, well,
does it by itself? A 12-inch wall is a good-looking wall.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, because when you think about most masonry homes, 8 by 12, we put a furring on the inside, and you're ending up at about 12 inches anyway. But a full 12-inch masonry wall, I mean, he could do a lot of things with that. He could do a little mortar wash on the outside and do an adobe look. There's a hundred things he could do with that.
Work with a very good electrician. And what I wish I would have done, it was one of those things that Joel, God rest his soul, had told me, and it was, I had so many things going on, I missed it. But run your conduit inside your wall, especially if you're going that thick, you're going to have all the room in the world.
You won't have to fur out on the inside. You won't have to do any of that.
No, but you can still do a nice plaster. You could even do a nice nice color clay and go straight on the wall.
Yeah.
And all your outlets will be inside. Spend some money on the conduit. Put some extra lines in there so you can run it through. But not only the electrician, but your low voltage guy, your security guy, all the wires will be running inside the walls in a conduit. You'll be able to foam it, have an incredible insulation value, and still the flexibility with that conduit to work with your wiring down the future as your needs might change. You need to get more.
There you go. That's the way to go.
You're in an incredible situation, Frank.
Yeah. Yeah,
if for some reason you decide not to buy the block, let me know, because I'll need it one day. I don't need it today, but I will one day.
You could do your Mirror Motel in the 8x12s, couldn't you? We appreciate the call. Folks, we're wrapping up Hour 2 of Rosie on the House here on November 23rd, getting ready to go into our Thanksgiving weekend, and Hour 3 of Rosie on the House, where we're going to be talking about desert legends, exposing some myths about living in Arizona. And this isn't just for the desert. This goes all the way up into the high desert, low hill country as well. So for those of you listening up north, watching the white stuff fall from the sky, accumulating on all the pretty little trees in the yard and on top of the car, stay tuned.
The number one referral directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.